Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith. It's kind of my favorite thing to talk about, and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you're in the workplace today, maybe you're interning on your job, maybe you're recovering from the passing of a loved one, or maybe you've never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is. Well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. Now, at the beginning, we like to start the program with a scripture reading. And those of you that tuned in last week and heard about Pat Jensen and her courageous battle with stage 4 cancer, we have claimed one of the verses in Mark's Gospel, Mark 11:24. And I'm going to read part of that to you here. Actually, we'll read the whole thing. And I'm reading this from the Amplified Version of the Bible for any of our Bible experts out there. This is Mark chapter 11, verses 20 to 26. And it goes like this. In the morning, as they were passing by, the disciples saw that the fig tree had withered away from the roots up. And remembering, Peter said to him, "Rabbi, Master, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered." Jesus replied, "Have faith in God constantly. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe and confidently trust that you have received them, and they will be given to you. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. And drop the issue, let it go, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions and wrongdoings. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions." Again, that's Mark chapter 11. We're going to talk about that on the show today, but we have claimed Mark chapter 11, verse 24, for Pat Jensen and her healing. And kind of the short version of that is, if you believe, you will receive all that you ask for in prayer. And so we're believing for a miracle for Pat Jensen today, for a miraculous recovery. Now, back to the show. As we like to say on this program, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Bible and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you will never be the same again. You'll be a new creation because there's life-giving power in the Word. It brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. On this program, we say read the Word and just do it. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. With spring wrapping up, you're going to need a car wash. And here's one to benefit the March of Dimes. It's happening on March 25th from 1 to 4 at United Bank on Seminole Trail. Athletes from Blue Ridge School and employees from United Bank are washing cars to raise money for the March of Dimes. The Fluvanna SPCA is having a Kiss Me I'm Irish adoption special through the end of the month. All red-haired adult pets, including brown and orange, will have an adoption fee for only $30. The Fluvanna SPCA will be at the Petco in Charlottesville on March 25th. 5th from noon to 3 with adoptable animals. Details at fspca.org. Mark your calendar for next month's Green Dogs Yard Sale. It'll be on April 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 1171 North Boston Road in Troy. Proceeds benefit Green Dogs Unleashed, an organization rescuing animals in need and training them to become therapy dogs. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. Happy Sunday to you. Our special guest who is back with us is my friend David Valsich, who is just a great man of God, a great man of faith. He works for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, amongst other things, in this town. And David, it's just always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here again.
Catch us up with what is God doing in your life right now, David?
Wow, man. Too much to list. Mm-hmm. It's just been amazing. I could touch on a couple things recent and some maybe kind of even mind-blowing things for me that God would even – it always amazes me that he allows any of us to participate in his kingdom work, mm-hmm. and he invites us into it. It's humbling, but it's exciting, mm-hmm. and every day's a gift and every day's an adventure when we know the Lord, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's an honor and a privilege to not only know God, but to get to make him known to others. You know?
Yes.
And God blesses that. He mm-hmm. rewards that. He blesses obedience. And so I love coming on here and talking to you about our faith and everyday faith and how God moves in our lives and that we walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
so
right.
So that said, one thing I'm really excited to share, I'm eager to share, is that how God used you mm-hmm. and how God has used this show. And, you know, the first time he invited me to come on and I shared my testimony, God used that, and a local physician sent it in to the producers at the 700 Club.
Whoa.
And they contacted me, and then they sent out a television crew back in November and filmed for a Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it aired on December 22nd.
You were on TV.
Yes, on CBS.
Congratulations.
And Pat Robertson teed it up. They played the segment. It cut back to him. He made an invitation to the viewers to give their life to Christ and led them in prayer, put a phone number up to give them a book as a new believer. What does this mean for your life? And 145 salvations were recorded and 131 rededications to Christ. And all I can just say is, you know, all glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. And it's just awesome to see how he uses people as he brings them together that are kingdom-minded to be kingdom connections.
Yes.
He is the grand weaver.
Yes, well, hold on a second, David, because I got to cut in, because some of our listeners, if you weren't listening when David shared his testimony, David, I'm not going to have you do the whole thing, but it is so mind-blowing how you came to know the Lord, and then and then I love the part about how you met your wife. That's amazing. And then now when I see you now, how you walked away from a very successful career in sales in Charlottesville and said, I'm going all into the ministry. And now you're doing your thing with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But could you go back and just give us just a little sampling of how you came to know the Lord?
Sure. At 9 years old, forced to choose between my parents in a bitter divorce. Shattered me into a million little pieces and became angry at the world, acted out a lot, in and out of trouble, fights, all kinds of stuff, getting arrested, running from one foolish act to the next. But I found sports, and that was my outlet for my aggression. And that was the one place my aggression was rewarded. I was patted on the shoulder pad saying, hit him harder.
Mm-hmm.
But I got really into weightlifting, and it gave me a sense of having some sort of control over my life where I didn't realize it, but I really felt powerless. And in reality, I was. The devil had me right where he wanted me. Mm-hmm. And they say the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down a path of the so-called good times and partying spiraled out of control and was full-blown addiction and spiritual bondage.
And that was high school into college.
Yeah. College really became the party years because I was a bouncer at a nightclub that held 3,000 people, five stories tall in Nashville, Tennessee. I was living at Vanderbilt University and walked on to Middle Tennessee State. So I wasn't even a student. It was crazy. It was just crazy times. And I'm not glorifying it at all. I was lost and I was easy prey. Mm-hmm. And it definitely turned into a life of a miserable existence, completely devoid of meaning and hope.
Okay,
and it took
can
three
you
overdoses.
Say, can you say that you were, looking back on it, you were addicted at that time? You were addicted to drugs and that lifestyle.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
just you weren't getting out.
No way. I tried to stop. No matter how many times I tried to stop in my own strength, it only lasted not long at all. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, I was fully addicted, full-blown addiction. And, I mean, it got to the point where me and my father self-destructed mm-hmm. together. Okay, mm-hmm. I mean, we lost everything. Mm-hmm. We were up near Gary, Indiana. I was bouncing in a nightclub there in Chicago. And seriously, it got to the point where we're pawning our stuff. Mm. And the drug dealer even had our cars. It was terrible. Mm. And I told my dad, I was like, we got to get out of here. We're going to end up in debt or in prison or something. Mm. And I said to him at one point, maybe we need God. Mm. Imagine that. And, you know, God is so awesome. By the time it took three drug overdoses for me to wake up and realize my need for him. But a week before I had my third drug overdose, I was in Daytona Beach, Florida. I was sitting in a chair looking up at the sky at my job where I was in real estate mm-hmm. and had my license working at a multi-million-dollar oceanfront beach resort. And this plane, it started writing something in the sky mm-hmm. and is spelling it out. And I'm actually on discipline right now because I'm in trouble with my boss. And he's like, you just sit here all day and you're not taking any tours or anything. And the plane spells out in the sky, turn to God.
Oh.
After I had just been on like a 3-day binge. Mm. And I was, this was May of 2006, right before my June 2006 hospital bed experience where I cried out to God, which they touch on in the 700 Club episode.
So you think maybe God was trying to get your attention on that particular day? I mean, what are the chances
yeah,
you look up
absolutely.
And the plane mm-hmm. is writing in the sky, turn to God.
Yep.
And you see it.
Yep.
And
then it slowly fades away. And then you're like, where was the other guys just having a smoke break when I needed them? You know, they
right.
went inside. And I was like, did I even really see that? You know, you never know, right?
Then
check this out. Go ahead.
Was that your burning bush moment? Was that a little bit of...
There was more to follow that, but that mm-hmm. was more like I wasn't even sure what to make of that. And I wasn't even sure if they're 100% sure if it really happened until a week or two later, I'm in the hospital bed in renal failure. Told I have hepatitis C, and I cry out to God, and then I knew it really happened. And then he changed my life, and he set me free. And when I went off to be discipled, I found out that there's a guy who uses gifts and talents for the kingdom who goes around and writes things in the sky with a plane.
Wow!
Praise God!
Wow! God working through him touches you. Mm-hmm. You find yourself in a hospital bed with no way out. There's only one way out. You're gonna go out with a sheet over your head, mm-hmm. and God touches you at that moment. Wow. He finds. So it's sort of like modern day. Well, you're named after him, David, right? You read the Psalms.
Psalm 40.
You go down and refresh me on what's Psalm 40.
The Lord turned to me and heard my cry.
Yes.
He lifted me out of the pit
of
despair.
Out of the pit.
Yes.
Have you been in the pit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was in
too.
It. Yeah.
Yeah,
he set
hard.
My feet on solid ground and has steadied me as I walked along and given me a new song to sing.
Oh, and you know, some of our listeners are familiar with the Christian author Beth Moore, who she wrote a book, Get Out of the Pit, and she talks about, you know, it's kind of three ways into the pit. You know, sometimes you step in willingly, and sometimes you mistakenly fall in, and sometimes you get pushed in. However, oftentimes in life, and I think that's what our listeners can relate to, is that one way or another you find yourself in a pit and you think it's the end, and then what you experienced and what I experienced in my own pit is that it's the best worst time of your life, because you meet God at that moment, you find out that he's real,
mm-hmm.
and you experience basically a new birth, a new life.
Yeah.
You're given a second chance. You turn it over. God gets in control. And look at what he's done. I mean, look at from 2006 that happened.
Yes.
So a decade ago. And look at you now.
And then God, one of my greatest joys is that God allowed me the privilege to lead my father to Jesus Christ too at 69 years old.
Wow.
And he totally got clean and sober. Different man, transformed, moved in with us here in Charlottesville, came worship God together, came to all the men's ministry groups, and it was just a beautiful thing to have that last 6 years where God allowed him to rewrite his legacy.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. So you guys experienced really hard down and out times, but then you experienced the mercy and love of the Lord together. What a sweet, sweet way for that to end this chapter. Mm-hmm. Of that relationship. That's really neat. You know, David, when I think of your testimony, and if any of our listeners have heard of Ravi Zacharias, if you're really into it, check out the website rzim.com, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, one of the great evangelists, I guess you would call him, and apologists, Christian apologists. But he came to faith when he shares his testimony. He came to faith on a bed of suicide, and God touched him in a very profound way. And now he travels around the world and is one of the one of our guests who was on recently, Peter Sorensen, was on the show just a couple weeks ago. Peter, I had never heard of Ravi Zacharias. The next thing you know, I'm on a bus with some guys going down to William & Mary to hear Ravi Zacharias share his testimony and do his apologetics thing at William & Mary. It was phenomenal. But David Valsich, we have so much more to talk about. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Start training now for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA 4th Annual Bow Wow Walk. It's happening on April 8th at Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville. It's a 2.5K walk, and all proceeds benefit the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. Find out more at caspca.org. The Dogwood Festival's annual Dogwood Tree Sale happens on March 23rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., March 24th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and if there are any left, March 25th in the Barracks Road parking lot near Burger King. Details at CharlottesvilleDogwoodFestival.org. Plenty of time to find your walking shoes and get ready for the 5K walk run on May 13th to benefit Hospice of the Piedmont. It happens at 8 a.m. in Keswick Hall, May 13th. Details on registration available at hopva.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@cdlstations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchb.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one.
You were at that crossroads, my friend, and you chose the narrow gate.
Amen.
And thank the Lord for that.
Right. Yeah. I had a broken spirit and a repentant heart, and God will not crush a bruised reed.
Let me share a verse with you, David Valsich, that the prophet Jeremiah says in his book of Lamentations. He says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. Mm. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I hope that verse blesses someone listening to this program. But I know, David Valsich, you can speak to verify the truth of that. How about the new mercy that you receive after going just a long time of in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's astounding to me. I can't help but just be in love and enraptured with Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Mm. And God, the Father, the Heavenly Father's grace is amazing.
Yes.
And it is an everlasting love, and his mercy is abounding. Because my father and I would sit there and look back at who we were before we were born again, before we were new creatures in Christ, right? And we would just be like amazed at how merciful God is,
yes,
and thanking him for sparing us long enough to come to know the truth, a saving
knowledge. So let me ask you this, David. Is your, out of that, I can see kind of your burning heart for others to know the Lord. And tell us, transition to today and kind of your ministry today, and if you could kind of relate maybe walking by faith and your current ministry.
Yes. You know, so like 2 Corinthians 5:7, I believe it is, talks about walking by faith and that we walk by faith and not by sight, right? And I love how God uses his word, scripture, to help expound upon his word. So he tells us what faith is. And he says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, right? And that's Hebrews 11:1. Mm. But so as we step out in faith, as we pray, that's an act of faith. That's putting our faith in action. And being able to just take risks for God and say, am I willing to be a fool for Christ? Mm. You know, there's a saying that says, you know, I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? Mm. That has God has used that to be thought-provoking to many people, including John Wimber, who was the founder of the Vineyard Movement, among others. But that really spoke to me. And I said, Lord, I'll be a fool for you. Mm. I mean, look at how I was before I ever knew you. And thinking it was, I was popular and thinking I was in with the cool crowd at these parties and everybody's doing drugs and running around with glow sticks. I mean, come on. It's like, if I can't go out and share the gospel, which we know is the power of God unto salvation, and not, you know, without being ashamed of that, then it's like, wow, you know, what am I doing? What am I living for? Mm. I made a pledge to him in that hospital bed that I'll live the rest of my life for you. And I wouldn't want to do it any other way. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm not, I'm far from perfect. And I've certainly had trials and stumble, and I thank God that his mercy are fresh with each new morning. Mm-hmm. But I love evangelism and just being able to talk to people about the Lord, whether it's intentionally praying up and going out or whether it's literally just lifestyle Christianity, as Todd White calls it, where literally you're just being sensitive to the leading of the Spirit with or God orchestrating opportunities and divine appointments, whether it's the person sitting on the plane next to you or whatever it may be. So there's power in prayer. I want to give one example. I went down to Florida in Orlando, and I was getting ready to fly back on 4th of July, about 2010 or 11. And I listened to a sermon by John Corson, a Calvary Chapel pastor, about a remarkably awesome encounter he had with a woman on a plane that ended up leading to Christ right there. So I'm about to fly the next day. And I say, God, you know, I'm going to be on a plane, too. That was awesome how you moved in that situation. I said, it'd be really neat if you put me next to somebody on this plane. But I'll just keep my eyes and ears open. And they're paging me. David Valsich at the Daytona Beach Airport, because they already boarded the whole plane. It's 4th of July. Hardly anybody's in the airport. I get on the plane. I'm wearing a shirt that says crucified with Jesus on there and Luke scripture on the back. And I'm walking down the aisle. And it's a small plane, two-seater, and everybody's looking at me. I'm like, what are they? You know, this is kind of weird. More people are looking at me than I'm used to. And I get to where my seat is, and I look down, and it's Evander Holyfield, former heavyweight champion of the world who fought Mike Tyson and beat him and, you know, suffered, unfortunately, the ear incident as well. Man, I look down, and I'm like, he's got a book in his lap, and – I look, I was like, let me play it cool and act like I don't recognize him. And I just said, well, I guess this is me. And he shuts the book and he stands up and he was looking at me kind of like, how's this fool going to act? And I sat down in the window seat. He got back down and I turned to him and I smiled and I said, you know, God's got a sense of humor. And he said, yeah, I know. And I said, I'm David Valsich. He said, I'm Evander Holyfield. I said, yeah, I know. And the book he was reading in his lap was The Promises of the Bible.
Oh.
So God, when God winks and when God looks down and he smiles on us, it's awesome because his ways are always higher than our ways and his plans are even better than our plans. So it turns out Evander was on the 700 Club that week. And my dad was in the living room going, I didn't know he was a Christian. And I was like, I didn't either. And next thing you know, I'm on the plane next to him and we're sharing our faith. And everybody around us is listening thanks to his position and celebrity about the Lord. And we even held hands and prayed on the plane right there.
Oh, man, that is so powerful. Oh, I was big Evander Holyfield fan, too. Quite a career. And now I didn't know he was so strong in his faith. That's strong. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with David Valsich. David, can you kind of talk to us a little bit now about the ministry and what's going on with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Charlottesville?
Sure. FCA, in case you're not familiar with it, the vision is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And when I say you, I don't mean you, Jeff. I mean the listeners, if somebody is not familiar with that. I know you're very familiar with FCA.
Sure.
And very helpful, a big part of it. So we appreciate that. But so the things that are going on are just remarkable. The way God's using the platform of sports to be the universal language around the world, really. Mm-hmm. FCA is now international. We're in over 150 countries, okay? Now, locally, I'm at UVA, and we actually have I'm with George Morris, who's my mentor, supervisor, spiritual father I never had. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for him and
what
Mabel.
What a great man.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. And his
and
wife,
woman.
Mabel,
yeah.
And she's mentoring my wife. Mm-hmm. And it's just been so beautiful the way God set it all up. And, you know, I'd do anything for that guy. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a joy to come alongside him and just serve in whatever way the Lord shows me. And serve the students and those that God leads me to. So we have a victory dinner coming up, actually, on April 27th at the Doubletree Hotel here in Charlottesville. And the head track and field coach, Brian Fetzer, is going to be our keynote speaker. So we're really excited about that. He's got two national champions, 63 All-Americans, 33 ACC champions, and 25 school records. Mm. Okay. And the theme... by the way, if somebody's interested in attending that, they can go to fcauva.com, which is, .org, fcauva.org.
I'll be there, brother.
Yeah. And they can make reservations, sponsor table or whatever. And there's, the seating is limited, but it's going to be a beautiful time. It's going to be a beautiful evening overall, just celebrating all the Lord is doing in and through the ministry of FCA at UVA. Among many other grounds ministries.
We had on the show a couple of times one of the past speakers. We had Steve Garland, the UVA wrestling coach,
yeah.
on. Have you heard him speak before?
Yes, yeah. I have. I still haven't actually heard his testimony. I know
oh,
I need to
gosh,
hear it. I want to
awesome.
Hear it.
It's, you would love it coming from a sports background, you know?
Yeah.
Talks about how... when you have disordered love, which many say is the root of all sin, is when you have something ahead of your love for God. And he, like many athletes, put his sports career before his love of God. And, you know, when you have love that's out of order like that, your life breaks down in some mm-hmm. capacity. And he found you'll have to hear it, but
sure.
he found that. That winning and being at the so-called top was not
fulfilling. Yep.
And it didn't fill him mm-hmm. up. It still left a hole inside of him. And there's so many athletes that can relate to that. I tell you, David, we're winding up the show. I have so much more to talk to you. I'm going to have to get you back on the show because we have so much more to talk about. I'm going to have you back on in a couple weeks, but do you have any, is there any scripture that comes to mind right now that you feel like you want to share with our listeners? Anything at all that comes to your heart at this moment?
Yes. First of all, if you're listening and you don't know Jesus personally yet, I just want to share his promise with you and with all of us, is that if you ask, you will receive, and if you seek, you will find. And if you knock, the door will be open to you.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds. And the door is open to everyone who knocks.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Our guest today was David Valsich. Thank you so much for joining. We'll see you next Sunday. Peace.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.